Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 43, Parenthood. When ecstatic love develops into the relationship of parenthood and becomes steadily established, the relationship is called Vatsalya Rasa. The exhibition of this Vatsalya Rasa standard of devotional service can be found in the dealings of Krishna with his devotees who represent themselves as superior personalities like father, mother, and teacher. Learned scholars have described the impetus for parental love for Krishna existing in the elderly personalities who are in relation with Krishna as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily complexion is just like a bluish new-grown lotus flower, whose body is very delicate, and whose lotus eyes are surrounded by scattered hair as black as bees, was seen walking through the streets of Vrindavan when Mother Yashoda, the beloved wife of Nanda Maharaj, saw her Krishna, and immediately milk began to flow from Yashoda's breast, soaking her body. Some specific provocations for parental love of Krishna are listed as Krishna's blackish bodily hue, which is very attractive and pleasing to see, Krishna's all auspicious bodily features, Krishna's mildness, Krishna's sweet words, Krishna's simplicity, Krishna's shyness, Krishna's humility, Krishna's constant readiness to offer respect to the elderly, and Krishna's charity. All of these qualities are considered ecstatic provocations for parental love. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 8th Chapter, verse 45, it is stated by Shukadeva Goswami, Traya chopanishadvischa sankhya yogaischa satvatai upagiyamana mahatmyam harin samanya tatmajam. Mother Yashoda accepted Lord Krishna as her son, although Krishna is accepted in the Vedas as the King of Heaven. He is accepted in the Upanishads as the impersonal Brahman. He is accepted in philosophy as the supreme male. And Krishna is accepted by the yogis as the supersoul. And Krishna is accepted by the devotees as the supreme personality of Godhead. Mother Yashoda once addressed one of her friends, "My husband, Nanda Maharaj, who is the leader of all the cowherder men, and I myself, we both worship Lord Vishnu. And as a result of this worship, Krishna has been saved from the clutches of Putana and other demons. And the twin Arjuna trees were, of course, broken due to a strong wind. And although Krishna appeared to have lifted Govardhan Hill along with Balaram, actually I think that Nanda Maharaj held the mountain. Otherwise, how could it have been possible for a little boy like my Krishna to lift such a great hill?" This is another example of ecstasy in parental love. This kind of parental love is generated in a devotee out of one's conviction in love that one is superior to Krishna, and that without being taken care of by such a devotee, Krishna could not possibly live. One devotee therefore prayed to the parents of Lord Krishna, "Let me take shelter of the elderly parental devotees of Lord Krishna, for they are always anxious to serve Krishna and to maintain Krishna, and they are always so kind to Krishna. So let us offer our respectful obeisances unto them for being so kind to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is actually the parent of the whole universe. There is a similar prayer by a Brahmana, Srutim Aparesmritim, Itare Bharatam Anye, Bhajantu Bhava Bhita, Aham Iha Nandam Vande, Yasya Linde Parang Brahma. Let the others worship the Vedas and Upanishads, and let the others worship the Mahabharata, if they are so afraid of material existence and thus want to become liberated from that condition. But as far as I am concerned, I wish only to worship Maharaj Nanda. Why? Because the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is crawling in Nanda's courtyard as his own little child. The following is a list of respectful personalities who enjoy parental affection towards Krishna. Mother Yashoda, the Queen of Vraja. Maharaj Nanda, the King of Vraja. Mother Rohini, the Mother of Balaram. All the elderly gopis whose sons were taken away by Lord Brahma. Devaki, the wife of Vasudeva, and the other 15 wives of Vasudeva. Kunti, the mother of Arjuna. Vasudeva, the real father of Krishna. And number 9, Sandipani Muni, Krishna's teacher. All these are considered respectable elderly personalities with parental love for Krishna. This list is in order of superior importance, and thus we can see that Mother Yashoda and Maharaj Nanda are considered to be the supermost of all elderly personalities. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 9th chapter, verse number 3, Shukadeva Goswami gives Maharaja Parikshit a description of the form and beauty of Mother Yashoda. My dear king, the wide hips of Mother Yashoda were surrounded by silk and linen clothes, and Yashoda's breasts were flowing with milk because of affection for Krishna. And when Yashoda was churning butter and tightly holding the rope, the bangles on her hands and the earrings on her ears were moving. And from the nice decoration in her hair, the flowers were slackening and falling down. And due to Yashoda's excessive labor, there were drops of perspiration upon her face. And there is another description of Mother Yashoda in a devotee's prayer. Let me be given protection by Mother Yashoda, whose curly hair is bound with thread, whose hair is very brightly beautified by the vermilion placed in the part, and whose bodily frame derides all her ornaments. The eyes of Yashoda are always engaged in seeing the face of Krishna, and thus they are always filled with tears. Yashoda's complexion, which resembles the bluish lotus flower, is enhanced in beauty by her dressing herself with many colorful garments. So let Yashoda's merciful glance fall upon all of us, so that we may be protected from the clutches of Maya and smoothly progress in our devotional service. There is the following description of Mother Yashoda's affection for Krishna. After rising early in the morning, Mother Yashoda first of all offered her breast milk to Krishna, and then Yashoda began to chant various mantras for Krishna's protection. Then Yashoda would decorate Krishna's forehead very nicely and tie protective talismans on Krishna's arms. And by all of these activities, it is definitely understood that Mother Yashoda is the emblem of all maternal affection for Krishna. the description of Nanda Maharaj's bodily features is as follows. The hairs on his head are generally black, but some of them are gray. His garments are of greenish color, like the newly grown leaves of a banyan tree. His belly is fatty, his complexion is exactly like the full moon, and Nanda Maharaj has a beautiful mustache. When Krishna was a baby, Krishna was one day walking in the courtyard, capturing the finger of his father. And because Krishna could not walk steadily, Krishna appeared to be almost falling down. And while Nanda Maharaj was giving protection to his transcendental son in this way, all of a sudden there were drops of tears in his eyes, and Nanda became overwhelmed with joy. Let us all offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of King Nanda. Childhood age, childish dress, movements by the child, sweet words spoken by the child, nice smiling, and various forms of childish play are all considered provocations for increasing parental love for Krishna. Thus ends Chapter 43, Part 1 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Parenthood. Recorded April 12, 2021 by Nirantara Das. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.